Welcome to Bookish Podcast with Kath and Al, a podcast about books-ish. A quick disclaimer before we start, there may be some spoilers, so please save the episode for later if you don't want any. And also, please follow us on social at We Are Bookish Pod. We hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Hey, girl. Hey, how are you going?
Good. Other than my headphone drama. Guys, we're on a tight schedule today and my tech just decided to not work. So that's good, isn't it?
It's always
my eyelash in my eye. I'm having a morning.
It's always the way, isn't it? Like we had some technical difficulty on a day where actually we can't afford to have technical difficulty. Also, this is our second attempt at recording this episode. So
how many fucking times have we said that in our lives? Excuse my language. This is our second attempt because it didn't work the first time.
I mean, we tried and it was just a bit of a mess. I wanted to re-record some bits we'd spoken about anyway, but also then it just wasn't good. the quality of the recording just wasn't good. Everything was a bit all over the place and we had some technical difficulty then also.
Just keeping it real, guys.
So, and we're doing everything to get this episode to you. Doing everything.
Ellie's recording on holiday.
I
woke up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I'm in Sweden right now, guys. This is international. This shit is international. I'm sat in my friend's summer house in the south of Sweden, so that's been quite good. And I came on the day that the Lionesses were playing Sweden in the semi-final, so
yeah,
can you imagine?
Rather be you than her.
yeah. I had my England top two and we were gonna go to like an outdoor area to watch it, and then I chickened out because I was like, I'm literally the only Brit in Sweden, English person in Sweden with an English top, surrounded by all these like Swedes. And apparently she's like, oh yeah, in this bit they're very like patriotic, and I was like, oh god, maybe not.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie though, I'm so into it. I don't really watch football. I mean, I will watch it if England are playing or whatever, but the women's Euros have been so good. I'm literally so into it. And last night there was that goal, that literally incredible scenes, and me and my housemate were like, what the hell just happened?
It was so good. It was that third goal by, was it Russo? Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. The way she just chipped it in from behind, I was like, yes girl. Like,
I literally kept being like, oh my god, she just scored that with her heel.
And she did it, and she wasn't even facing the goal. She
didn't even know it gone in. She's like, what's all the cheering about?
And then my friend was like, their goalkeeper just wasn't on it last night. She just let in like too many.
I think they still would have won.
Yes.
But by not as many, because they had so many, like, so they had like two goals that like the goalkeeper basically just missed, right? So
yeah, I feel like she could have saved the third one, although it was brilliant. Had she been a little bit more on the ball, so to speak,
yeah,
she could have caught that. And the last goal, she should have actually saved, not sort of tried to deflect. But yeah, she'd
caught it. But our goalkeeper was on fire.
She's on it. Because this should have been a more challenging match, I think, for our Brits. And I think once they found their pace.
Well, Sweden are the second country in the world, aren't they, for women's football?
Yeah.
It's like USA and then Sweden. And we're like 10th or something. Well, we were. But not anymore, probably.
Yeah. So they did They did really well. My friend was telling me what the Swedish commentator said. And she was just like, well, you know, it shouldn't. Who is it? Germany or France will get them in the final? It's like, oosh. Oosh.
No, but also, like, how annoying will it be if we're in the final again for the Euros? And we lose.
No. I think, I mean, it'll be, this should have been, I guess, more, a little bit more challenging than it was. I think once the Swedish team just lost confidence and lost their way, it was easy for us to take advantage of it, and we did that, and I'm so proud. So go on the
Yeah.
Lionesses. By the time this goes up, the final
Also,
would have happened, but
yeah, and we'll know whether we will or not. But can I just say, like, just goes to show you put women's sport on primetime TV and people will watch it. Like,
yeah.
none of this crap about, like, people aren't interested. They absolutely are, and they absolutely will watch it.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the games have been hosted in, like, really tiny stadiums, and everyone's like, what the hell?
And but the thing is, the stadiums have been sold out. Like, the girls yesterday were playing at Sheffield, sold out stadium. You know,
Yeah.
like, why don't you just increase the
Why can't you
capacity?
give
Why
them
not?
the big stadiums? Like, you give the men the big stadiums.
You might surprise
Like, it.
yourself.
Also, like, I'm not being funny, but, like, people will go. It's international football. Like, I don't. I just. It's. Yeah, I think we've proved a lot with this tournament that people are interested in women's sport. It's like do you remember the 100 cricket thing that happened? I only know about it because, well, my granddad watched it, but also wrote about it at work. But, like, because I'm just not into cricket. But there was, like, a mixed tournament, and, like, people, like, everybody watched it, everyone loved it. And people were like, see, people want women to watch women's sport. It's not like this thing that people don't want to see, that we've been like the media
Yeah.
have been like, well, people don't want to watch women's sport. But they do.
Is
They
it
absolutely do.
when you watch Wimbledon, it's more interesting to watch the women's matches than it is the men's, because there's more to the actual game watching them than watching the
Yeah.
men just
And
hit.
even that, like, didn't someone say to, was it Murray or someone? They said something about them being like, they've won X number of titles, like, they got some sort of record. And he was like, no, like, Serena or whoever's done this before. I don't know the details. I realize I'm really butchering this fact. But, like, there was a thing that happened where a male tennis player,
There were
like, the commentators, yeah.
The
Do you know what
commentator
I'm
was
talking
like
about?
applauding this male tennis player, and it's just like, yeah, Serena's done that a gazillion times over. Like, this isn't new ground we're breaking here. This was done by Serena Williams. Have you seen King Richard, that film about their father?
I don't. No,
So
I haven't
it's the one
actually.
that Will Smith won the Oscar for. It's very good. It's very good. It's
Okay, I'll
about
have to watch
Serena.
it.
Yeah, it's about the Williams sisters' father and how he got them to play tennis. And he did it in a completely unconventional way. So he didn't put them through the junior rounds. You know, like most tennis players would come up through the junior rankings. They didn't play a juniors match, like their entire career, maybe one or two. And then he said, nope, not doing it because of
Really?
like the backlash that they were getting, the racism they were facing, all of that, he just thought was really toxic to them playing to their game. That he was like, they don't need to play these people until they become seniors and they play in the senior rounds and stuff like that until they are where they are. But it worked because they broke so much ground. And it's a fantastic film, but fantastic. So I would go and watch it. Like, I can see, he deserved the Oscar he won for sure on that film. It was very good. Speaking of
Yeah.
finals, it is the Love Island
Yeah, I
final on
need to watch
Monday.
it.
And you know
Yeah.
what? This season started really good, like strong, chaotic, but chaotic good. And I think as it's gone on, it's just sort of lost its way again. With the stuff that was going on, like, you know, like the bullying, the misogyny. I don't know whether we've just reached a point now where we might need to relook at the format. I don't know if it was. The thing is, what's great about the early seasons about these kinds of shows is that it's new. Do you know what I mean? It's new, so
Yeah.
no one knows how to play the game. Of course, people are savvier now, because we've had reality TV for so long, but I don't know. I just the producers do too much to get a reaction, and then it just goes left. Like with Jax, I think is a good example. I wasn't a fan of his watching him, but that's a great example of maybe when you push someone too far, because he's come out publicly and said that he regretted going on the show. So it's a difficult one. I mean, for the final, I hope to see who do I want? I don't think I want any of them to. I think if you could give all the girls the money and they could just split that between them, or if you could give it to like someone who will take it all for themselves, I'd be happy for that result. But other than that,
that would be cool.
That would be good.
That'll never happen, though. It never happens.
It never happens. It's just the same old argument. It's getting boring now. It's like, yeah, Love Island, it doesn't do anything for people's mental health. It's the misogyny, the bullying. It's like, okay, we're never going to get away from that. Those elements are always going to be there, but it's just less fun. No, it's lost its fun, I think.
Yeah. I didn't watch it this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, kind of, like, to start off with, was like, oh, maybe I should have watched it. But like, now I feel like there's so much like coming out again. I'm like, oh, actually, I'm quite glad I didn't. I'm just not engaged with it.
There's been some brilliant lines this summer. There has been some brilliant moments, like Andrew when he got found out about Coco, and he was telling Tasha what he did, and he was like, yeah, I licked her tit or whatever, which was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then when Davide was just like, you're a liar, you're an actress, that was brilliant. Ekansu has actually been brilliant as someone to watch. She's been very good, whether she's like genuine,
I've seen
or
her
producer
trending
part,
quite a few times,
very good. Everyone's like, she's going to be like the Molly May of the season, like she will have a very good career. Even Davide, I reckon, would have a good career too. He'd be like a Gino De Campo type person, I think. But
is she still in the villa?
She's still in the villa. I reckon she's got a good, them as a couple have got a good shot at winning, as well as actually.
Who's she with?
She's with Davide.
Okay.
And then you've got Tasha with Andrew, and they started out with no one liking them as a couple, actually. And now, because of everything that happened with the Tasha bullying situation that came up, they've become more favorable, maybe also because they're the only couple that started out together at the beginning, but actually like day one. But I mean, I still think they're quite boring personally. They're not my vibe, but I mean, I don't think I would hate it. It would make a good storyline if they won. So yeah, it would make a good storyline. I mean, I'm not a fan of it, but I reckon it's between them, because now that the whole Gemma and Luca thing blew up yesterday, I can't watch it because I'm in Sweden, but I saw that online. Gemma Owen, we're talking about. Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, well, speaking of good storylines,
go on. Yes.
I was just going to say that the book we're talking about today, I would arguably say that it has a great storyline.
It's just so lovely, isn't it? What are we talking about today?
Yeah.
I have no notes. I'm going to follow your pop-up lead.
We've already done this once before, so.
True. But you know what? I feel like I've forgotten the book.
It's right. It'll come back to you. Let me give you the lowdown. Where is my book?
Guys,
are we so disorganised today?
You know what, as well? Okay, so guys, we're talking about you and me on vacation, or people you meet on vacation. Why have they called it people you meet on vacation for the US release? Makes no sense to me, because it really is about them two being on vacation, not about the people they meet.
Also, should it not be you and I? Should it? Possibly. Actually, there's a rule, isn't there? It doesn't always have to be. Honestly, if I had a pound for every time my dad said, blah, 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 and I. Maybe it's you and me is fine, but maybe if you use the name, you have to say I. I'm like, ugh, yes, fine. Thanks, grammar police.
I see, this is what anyway, I need. I need the grammar police in my life, because then I would know when things were correct, because I'm always a little bit like about grammar, because I never know.
Oh, you're much better than you think. But do you know how I feel about capitalization?
Yeah,
in the wrong place.
Yeah.
The girl I work with now, she knows, she's like started like pointing it out to me, and just like, I think it's become a bit of a joke to her. She's like, this capital be here, and I'm like, oh mate. No, no. Richard. I'm like rubbed off on her. Anyway, why if we're talking about title, why have we got vacation in the British version?
Publishers are
so weird.
Yeah, you and me on holiday. No, you and me on holly bobs.
So weird. On your holly bobs. Funny. Ali's on our holly bobs at the moment.
I'm on my holly bobs. Yeah, you would say you and me on holiday. Yes, yeah, true. You're yeah. very right.
I love that you're on holiday and we're talking about it, though. It's a good sign.
Now to meet my holiday romance, my vacation. Yeah, hopefully.
Well, they don't meet on holiday, do they? Have you started reading Book Lovers yet?
Yes, I have. And this is why I'm annoyed, because I picked up the wrong Emily Henry book. So I'd started Book Lovers, left it on the side,
and
picked up the wrong Emily Henry book. So I picked up You and Me in Vacation. So
I've already read it.
So that's why I was taking pictures in the airport to be like, what do I read next? So guys, for context, I went in the airport, I text Kath and I was like, what should I read? But the airport WH Smith in Terminal 5 at Heathrow, just letting you know, is just not it's not slapping, right? It's just not slapping. You probably own already all of the books they've got in there. And then everything else is just, don't waste your time. Make sure you pack your books is the moral to the story. So we end up picking.
Thing is, I absolutely love an airport novel.
Do you? Yeah.
Like I love buying a book at the airport.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I do too, but only when like the selection is like fantastic. It wasn't very. The thing is, like, you'll come up with that. You'll come face that problem that you probably own everything they've already got, and that was the issue I had. So the one that we
so what did you go for? Tell the listeners.
I got Paula Hawkins. So I'm excited to read that. I like to go on the train. I went for. But I'm gutted because I bought You and Me Vacation on it. I was reading Book Lovers, and I actually really liked the beginning of Book Lovers when she talks about, we'll get into it. But yeah, we'll get into it on a separate podcast.
Yeah.
How far are you in?
I'm like halfway in. Halfway? Yeah. And I'm really enjoying it. So. Like, that's to Book Lovers. You and Me on Vacation, obviously, I've already read. Because that's what we're talking about. But Book Lovers.
Do you have a favourite so far?
Not yet. But I haven't finished Book Lovers yet. So the ending is quite important in a romance novel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say with Emily Henry is, like, both You and Me on Vacation and Book Lovers, like, I've started reading them being like, fucking hell, this is going to be so cringe. And then, like, I've got sort of like a quarter, third into it and been like, oh my God, I'm so invested in these characters. What is going to happen to them? So I feel like she does that really well, because I do feel like I did start off being a bit cringe.
The thing is, though, I feel like she really plays on the tropes well. And with Book Lovers specifically, she calls that out at the very beginning. But it's not done in a cringe way. She executes it really well. Like, this is like such a romance trope, but actually the execution is just brilliant. So,
What's wrong with playing on a trope? Like, they're there for a reason, you know?
Exactly. That's why we have successful romance novels. I feel like You and Me and Vacation is just a really lovely story about their romance, about how they fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it reads, right? Because who are the characters? I'm rereading the book.
Shall I read the blurb?
Guys, I'm rereading the book. I've got it with me, so I might as well reread it. But yes, carry on, Kath.
Okay, 12 summers ago, Poppy and Alex meet. They hate each other and are pretty confident they'll never speak again. 11 summers ago, they're forced to share a ride home from college, and by the end of it, a pact is formed. Every year, one vacation together. 10 summers ago, Alex discovers his fear of flying. Poppy holds his hand the whole way. Oh. 7 summers ago, they get far too drunk and narrowly avoid getting matching tattoos in New Orleans. Two summers ago, yeah. It all goes wrong. This summer, Poppy asks Alex to join her on one last trip. Could this trip make them realise they're not just friends after all? So you can guess the entire plot of the story just from the blurb. But, yes. I would say the 2 summers ago, it all goes wrong. Bit dramatic, because it doesn't really combust that much, does it? They just...
No.
They basically... Spoiler alert, they just kiss and then don't speak to each other.
Yeah. It's not like they had sex and it got really weird. And then it was like, well... You know, sometimes when you just take, I guess for them, that kiss was, they took it too far and now they don't know what to do. But I think that's a less awkward thing for me personally to have made it that we never spoke again, if that makes sense. Or at least didn't speak for 2 years. Mm. Whereas, like, I think if I had sex in that situation and then it combusted and we didn't speak, that would feel like a more, feel like it did more damage than maybe just a kiss. But I feel like you see Poppy slowly
I also feel like they needed to be more of a catalyst for them not speaking to each other, because they didn't fall out after that.
Yeah.
Poppy falls. I also normally get a bit annoyed with like loads of will they won't knows, but I actually quite liked it in this book. I was like, oh my god, because when she goes to see him in the bar and he's like no, and then she's like oh shit, and then he comes out of the car park. You can just imagine that in a movie, can't you? Like rain falling out in the car park, making up.
Are they making this like a film? Surely they are.
I reckon they'll make Book Love as a film.
Yeah, I guess.
I reckon that's an easier film to make rather than... Actually, because I think you'd have to have a higher budget to go to, like, different holidays and stuff, wouldn't you? But maybe they will.
I think the easy thing for them is, like, they can go to lots of different places in the US and hopefully it wouldn't cost too much to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It would be the bits that go to, like, Croatia and... Like, what happened in Croatia? It'd be like, I guess, I think they would just probably change it now. Make it, like, somewhere in the Caribbean or...
Yeah.
Because they would adapt it. What I liked about Poppy's character is that she comes off as this, like... She comes across as this, like, on the face of it, really exuberant, very confident. But when you read her backstory, it's not... the same. She had like a lot of bullying. She wasn't very confident with men because she wasn't treated very well at school. So it's like a different side to her. You see a more sensitive, maybe a little bit more insecure sort of person, and she really grows into being like a confident, fully fledged character, which is really lovely to see. Also, she's quite insecure about like her family, who is like she's got a fantastic family and she feels weird about them because she doesn't think that people get them, but she absolutely loves it. And I hate that she feels that way, because family is unique to you, and if people don't get it, quote unquote, then fuck them. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's written quite well because it's like you can tell that everything she's saying about her family is like super like affectionate and stuff, but then she's also describing it in like a way that you can understand why she has this sort of fear that people are going to judge them, if that makes sense. So I think it's done really well.
Yeah. It was just lovely, and then it sort of feeds into why she probably doesn't take the chances that she could have possibly taken with Alex sooner, because of that history that she had. Because she waits a really long time before she does anything serious with a guy. I think she has like 2 boyfriends. She doesn't She's very, like, a bit more reserved about just sleeping around, which is nice to see. You don't always see that. I mean, you see that in romance novels, maybe, yes, but in life, people maybe aren't always so reserved. And it's okay to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I also quite liked the whole small town. She wanted to leave, like, didn't have a good experience at school, like, and, like, was desperate to sort of get away from that. Like, I quite liked that. And also just quite liked the whole he didn't feel like that, because I feel like, you know, obviously, like, small towns get a bit of a bad rep in books. I mean, arguably for a reason, but so, like, it's nice that he wanted to stay and that she didn't. So you got both, like, sides to the, like, small town thing. I reckon Emily Henry must be from a small town, because a small town is in Book Lovers as well.
Yeah, it's true that a small town is in Book Lovers. Yeah, it's, I mean, I feel like I share those sensibilities with Poppy about small towns. I'm from a small town in the city of London. It's very, like, you know, small town mentality. I hate it. And so now that I'm back, I guess, at my mum's, I'm just like, oh, like, you bump into people that you know. It just feels very claustrophobic. So I understand that thinking quite a bit. I don't quite enjoy them, but I think it was nice to get the flip side of that with Alex, like you said. When he has that whole paragraph about what he wants and that Poppy not wanting that.
Well, I am from a small town as well. So, like, I mean, I live in London, so I don't think I need to say anything else, do I? I think a lovely place.
Would you go back?
It's very nice.
Would you settle? Like,
Maybe when I'm settle? Yeah, maybe. It is, like, a lovely place to, like, bring up a family. So if I decided to have a family, maybe. And then I'd be, like, near my family, obviously. But I don't know. It's one of those, like, things I wouldn't, like, I'd never, like, be like, oh, I'm never going back there or whatever. But, like, just while I'm, like, in my 20s and doing my thing, I'm, like, I wouldn't go back there now. At the moment. Having said that, I did have to move there for a bit, as we all know.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, and, like, it is now when I go back, I really enjoy being there. Like, it's really peaceful and, like, have a really nice time. So it's just, like, I think Poppy kind of gets to that point, doesn't she, where she actually really enjoys being there, but, like, she just prefers her life in New York. It's New York, right?
Yeah, New York. Now that I'm in my 30s, I feel like it's gone the other way. So now everyone's, like, settled down and having families, that all sort of moving out of being in London. Well, one, because it's impossible to buy and stay in London and raise. I feel like the cost of it is just ridiculous. Yeah. But two, there's just a bit more space. So even, like, just to be within the commuter belt, I mean, I would love to stay. Whether that happens or not, I don't know, because it's just, there's just no way. But yeah. I understand what Poppy's saying. Also, I like that she takes an unconventional way to being successful, as in she doesn't stay in uni because she has to. She just figures out that it's not worth it for her and she leaves, which I absolutely loved, because people don't talk about that enough. Yes, education is important, but sometimes, you know, you have to enjoy academia, like, to want to do it. And if you don't, it's okay. You can still be successful, and she is.
Yeah, I like that as well. Yeah, like, most characters in books, like, stay at uni, don't they? And she doesn't, so I quite like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I stayed in uni, but it's because, one, I love the experience, and two, I like to learn. So I feel like the like to learn part is quite important here. If you don't like to learn, then
yeah, but also, like, it's just nice to have a book without that, like, I went to college and met my boyfriend at college, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's quite nice. I know she does go to college, but it's quite nice to have, like, a different storyline for the main characters.
Also, that they were able to maintain a friendship, because I find the people that I met at uni, that some of them I'm still really good friends with, but some of them I just don't speak to that much anymore. unless it's like, oh, we're going to someone's wedding, or like just what you see on social media. So it's quite interesting, like, that they were able, they had such a strong bond that they were able to maintain it, because as life happens, sometimes people that you meet, when you think that that's going to stay, doesn't, that bond is going to stay, doesn't always. So it was nice that they were able to. It's just because they were in love with each other, so, you know,
yeah,
that was never going to go away.
Oh, love is so great.
I don't feel like there's a lot as to a talk little... about in this book, apart from like the cute
it's
bit.
Just a lovely story. Yeah,
yeah.
And like when they, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna just shout out some really cute bits when they finally come around to each other in the car on the way back home to Ohio. Are they from Ohio? Where are they from? Linfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. That when they were like talking music, when they were having their banter, I thought that that actual meet cute was nice. Not the first one where they hate each other, but the actual they spent time in the car on the way home.
Yeah. Oh,
it was really
great.
Cute.
Oh, I loved it.
I can't remember what song that they, because she was changing the music on the radio or the, I can't remember what happened entirely there, but I really liked that. When he picks up the beads on the floor with for her when they're in New Orleans, and she's just like, you've picked that up off the floor, and he's like, yeah, and he's like, just don't make me regret picking it up, just put it on, kind of thing. And that was really cute because he's such a germaphobe. He's just like, don't make me regret this. All those little details, it's lovely. She just, Emily Henry just does it so well, and I really enjoyed it, because like you, I don't like, oh, they won't, they drive me nuts in real life, they drive me nuts, but this was lovely.
IRL. Oh yeah, but Book Lovers is good as well, and like I'm probably going to read Beach Read as well, I won't lie to you.
Yeah, same. So. And it's good because I feel like I would have got through the Emily Henry universe. It's not a multiverse. Oh my god. We'll save it for next time because I saw Thor. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so, and then we'll have Carrie Soto is back at the end of this month, end of next month. Well, basically.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, and we need to read Honey and Spice as well.
Yeah, oh my god, I was just trying to get my hands on it. So when I was in Westfields, I went to the Waterstones in there. That will, anyone in London will then know which Westfields I went to by saying that. But I went into the Waterstones and I was looking for it and they had none, and I should have bought it the first time I saw it. I should have got it on publication day. So I was in there on publication day, didn't buy it, went to go back and it wasn't there. So gutted, and I can't find it anywhere now. Oh. I don't want to have to order it on Amazon. I won't do it.
No, don't order on Amazon. Do not do it.
Do not do it.
Well, yeah, let me see if I can find it somewhere. I want to buy it. I'm going to buy it in hardback, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Also, like, it wasn't in pages when I went. My book go to book bar. I'm going to treat myself and go to book bar one night.
I tell you what's kind of near where I work now, not super near, but like a 15-minute walk, is London Review Bookshop. So I'll go in there maybe today.
Actually, if you see one, can you pick one up for me and I'll just sponge you the money?
Yeah.
I'll send you the money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I'll see you in a couple of weeks, won't I?
Yeah.
Yes. And then I want to read that. I want to read Carrie Soto, obviously. And we're reading the winner of the Women's Prize as well, which is cool.
I picked that up as well, and I left it. And then that was in the airport bookshop. And I was like, well, I've already bought this, I'm not buying it again. How annoying, because I would have just bought that. That was exactly the issue I had. I was like, I've just bought this. So I couldn't buy anything I'd already had, yeah.
Oh,
is that good?
You'll have to read it when you get back. Yeah, I started it and then I stopped because I got my tooth out I'm one tooth lighter than I was before, people. I don't have a wisdom tooth anymore. Well, I have other wisdom teeth, but I don't have one of them, which is great, because it's been causing me endless issues. I'm sure we've talked about it before. But anyway, so I started reading it then, and then I was just in quite a lot of pain, so I didn't read for like a week. And then my mum bought me a book, and I started reading that, and then I started reading the Emmy book. Basically, guys, I have so many books on the go. I need to just finish a book and stop starting another one. But yeah. I'm going on holiday next week, so I think I might take it with me.
Same. I'm back. So I'm back next week, Tuesday. I've got 3 days, and then I'm back out again on holiday. So plenty of time. And also, I've caught up with like all of my shows now. No, not all of them. Some of them. So I've got. I don't have Stranger Things to be like distracted by. Which, by the way, season 4, fantastic, fantastic, guys. And I know, like, Kath, you hate horror. And I hate horror too, but just for the, you know me, I'm going to say that word again, storytelling alone in this season, because it did lose its way in season 2 and 3 a little bit. I didn't finish season 3. I got bored. And then when everyone was going on a hype about season 4, it's like, okay, let me finish season 3. Did that just to get to season 4. Obviously, then I saw lots of spoilers. That was hard to get away from. But it went back to the magic that season 1 had. And Vecna is truly terrifying. But Jamie Campbell Bower is very hot. So if I just think of him as that hot Jamie Bower underneath that Vecna suit, it's okay. But also it gives you the chills, you know. very Freddy Krueger-esque. But the music is the same thing. And that music is great. Just everything, the nostalgia, the story, it's good. And it felt a lot more personal this year, this season, than it did before. Now everything's got like a connection to the inevitable end. So yes, guys, Stranger Things.
All right.
If you haven't already.
But I would say I would watch it, but I'd have to have someone watching it with me. So I could make Tom rewatch it with me. But I think he's already seen it like 3 times.
If you want like a cinema club, let me join. I'll come. Do you want many people in the room?
Maybe.
We'll do it.
Because I did watch the first episode once and I was too scared.
It gives you like... But I'm a scaredy cat. But I'm trying to grow my tolerance of horror because I want to see Jordan Peele's Nope. So I am trying. And that's a big thing for me, to go to cinema and watch like a horror movie. So... your girl's trying, but I really don't like it. I don't like to be scared. It's just like, it's actually like a chemical thing, right? Like, you either love it or you hate it. I don't like it. So, there we are.
Well, yeah, there we are. There we are. I feel like we've done well, because it is actually... work. guys, hopefully we bring you this episode. Pray for us.
And like, also, I mean, I know we've been really sporadic the last couple of months, life has been a little bit difficult, so thank you so much for sticking with us. We really appreciate it, and we do hope that by September we will have a plan in place to action where we are back to our consistent bi-weekly posting. One, because I would have read some more books. I am very behind, but two, because we all have the space and the actual space and the time, whereas before I just think we didn't. So thanks again, just want to say thank you for sticking with us. we will get back to it, we promise.
we love you. Yeah, we will. We just, you know, we've not put pressure on ourselves because, you know, it's meant to be fun. So there's been no pressure, but we do want to get back to more regular episodes ASAP.
Yeah.
So September. See you there.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a TikTok account.
maybe we will. And that we're trying to be more active on socials as well. If anything, we've put a lot of effort into doing that on Instagram, even though Instagram really is just trying to be TikTok now, which is very irritating. But we are. I just can't talk about, let's not go into that. A lot of creators have, even the Kardashians have said, like, they want more photo posts. They want it to be about photos. They don't want it to be TikTok. If we wanted it to be TikTok, we'd be on TikTok, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm fine with a few videos, but, like, I still want to see some photos.
I want to see the people I love, the accounts that I don't want to be sold to. I don't want to see random influencers or people's content that I don't follow. I want to see the content of the people that I follow. I want to see the posts of the. I know that you can flick between, but I shouldn't have to do that, quite frankly.
No.
Anyway.
No.
But yeah, we are active on social. Anyway, so go check
on that
out.
Note, I'm gonna go do some social media in my job.
Go fuck my friend for coffee and go walk the dog. Go to the beach.
Lovely.
Bye, guys.
Lovely.
All right. Okay. See you later. Love you. Bye. Have a good day.
Love you.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that's the app. If you like the episode, please leave us a lovely review, subscribe and share with your friends, and we'll love you forever. Follow us on socials at We Are Bookish Pod. Thanks for listening.